好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
嗨，大家好 ，I'm Susan.
I'm Al.
首先我们来复习一下上次的内容。Egg sucker.
不好。
Someone really like to flatter somebody.
Apple polisher.
Next one is egghead. You really have egghead.
我会被 compliment， 说明你很聪明。Egghead， 聪明。Figure.
That's round figure. 两层意思。一个是长数，
还是身材胖胖圆圆的。
Now and the sentences was that
double check.
Could you have a double check, please?
你能再确认一下吗？I don't want to make a trip for nothing.
我不想白白跑一趟。
对，还有呢 ，money for nothing， 什么都没干就得钱，
无功而受禄。
应该说横财，法力比横财。
小唐啊，可以啊。
Okay, so and today we're gonna talk about three sentences that probably you don't understand. The first one is fine for parking.
Fine for parking. What's that mean?
有个笑话。Do you know why you had taken here?
I don't know, sir. I didn't do anything wrong.
You placed your car in the wrong place.
I didn't, sir.
You didn't?
Well, there was a big fine, that's right. Fine for parking.
警察把他带回警察局。Do you know why you will be taken here? 你知道你为什么被带到这儿了吗？
我不知道，我没干什么错事儿。
对啊，我说你把你的车放哪了？
就是放错了地方。
对啊。
我根本就没有那一个大大的牌子写着“停车好去处”，fine for parking。
对 ，fine 实际上有两层意思。I'm fine, thank you.
就是我很好，所以这个 fine 好的，问候语，只回答的哈。
还有一种呢，就是罚款、罚单，就是 you are fined for parking here. 你要把车停在这儿就罚款啦。
所以最初掌握这个，先学这个词，大家最初掌握的就是很好的这个意思，所以我才会理直气壮跟他说，我没听错地方，上面就是写着的嘛 ，fine for parking， 在这块停车。很好。
所以这个对话应该 ，Sir, you can't park your car here.
Why?
Don't you see the sign?
Fine for parking. I'm sorry, but I didn't notice.
You better park it over there.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Fine for parking.
实际上与停车好去处恰恰相反的，就是此处不得停车，违者罚款。So if you see the sign like this, fine for parking, don't leave your car there.
下一个我们也要说是 fix.
Fix 这个我们最初学的就是固定，
修好。然后 so I see Mrs. Gray in the kitchen.
Have you seen what he's fixing now?
No, nothing in the kitchen needs to repaired. She must be cooking something.
这里面 fix.最初就是我们理解成的就是他在修什么东西，对吧？
我看到他在厨房，我说 Have you seen what he's fixing now？
他以为说你看见他在修什么吗？
我说没有啊，厨房里 nothing
needs to
be repaired。没有什么需要修的。但实际上呢 ，fix 呢 ，what is she fixing now？ 是说他在
做
什
么菜？fix 用来代替的是 cook
和 make。
这是也是在美语当中很流行很常见的用法。显然呢就是在这个对话当中，这个对话者不明白这个 fix 的意思，还一本正经的说没有什么东西需要修理，肯定在做饭呢。所以这个 fix 要根据上下文做出正确的理解，因为它时常是代替某些词来用的。
fix。
这样的词可以被称为万能动词，
对、啊、
functional verb，
哪里都可以用。
嗯，
所以你如果别人再听到 I see Mrs. Green in the kitchen，
Have you seen what he's fixing now？
Not exactly， but whatever it is， it smells great。
Certainly， she's really a fantastic cook。
嗯，不管她做什么，哎，反正都闻着特别的香。不管怎么样，她是一个特别棒的厨子。
嗯，我觉得能做这样。能跟这样的人生活在一起应该是 a lucky dog。
哎呀，
嗯，the next one is for a song。
For a song， 嗯，唱歌吗？
就是为了唱歌或者为了唱一首歌、
嗯、
那是干嘛呢？抢麦克吗？
麦霸。麦霸。Hey， what's up？
Oh， didn't you hear about my new car？
No kidding， a new car， how much is it？
I bought it for a song。
You mean you buy a car by singing？
意思就是唱歌就能买着车吗？那我天天唱好了，我就成卖车的。Don't you know it means that it's extremely cheap？
原来 for a sound 就是说买的非常的便宜、
嗯、
a good bargain actually。
Yes。
所以说应该说兴高采烈，我告诉你我的车买的很便宜，但是。You misunderstood something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's for a song.
我会说 I bought it for a song.
How come you are really always so lucky?
你总这么幸运呢？我说 That's the way things are. 没办法。That's the way things are.
That's the way things are.
是
really good expression.
对，事情就是这样的。
我总能碰上好事情，事情就是这样的啦。
So let's review.
And the first one is a fun for parking， 就是
不是停车好去住，
而是此处不得停车，违者罚款。
Fine for parking， fine 是罚款。That's very easy.
Okay， the next one is the word fix。
Fix 万能动词，如果你听到 What is fixing now? What is she fixing now? Especially in the kitchen。
她在厨房里做什么菜呢？
对，在做饭。这个 fix 是用来代替 cook 和 make， 尤其在美国南部很常见，
很流行。The next one is for a song。 And we justrelated to this、for a song means you buy something that's really cheap，
非常便宜的就买到了一些东西。 For a song，
这里面特别注意这个介词 for， right？
Yeah，
for a song。
Welcome to Real and Relax， 您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语，登录 www.coolearn.com， 最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程
尽在新东方在线，更多精彩等着你。
Okay, that's the first part. Let's come to the second part. 我们上上次，我也不知道是哪一次了。我们讲到过一个，就是上相不上相的问题 ，right？ 如果你很上相呢？Your picture flatters you.
对，不上相的是 your picture doesn't do you justice。
如果说适于拍照的怎么说
？I don't photograph very well。
还有一个单独的一个词，单独的一个词就是 photogenic。
photogenic。刚才我说的是不适合拍照 ，I don't photograph very well。
我是不适合拍照，不适合照相。
对，但是如果适于拍照，还专门有一个词 photogenic。She's very photogenic。
She takes very good pictures， 就是她特别上相，特别适合拍照。就是说这是。而且还有人他的脸部特别上相，就是脸部的特写。She has a very photogenic face， 她的脸特别上相。
特别上相。I hope so. I am.
如果这样的话，你就可以把你的脸部特写放大了。
对。
放的比你原来的脸还要大。
对，跟照片还有一个词让我想起来，就是 mug shot。
mug shot。
就是劫匪在公寓，不是在警察局、监狱里，
要有一个，就是前面、后面、左面、右面都各有一张小照片，对吗？
而且还要拿这个号，
上面写着 L。
对，就是那样。那个东西呢，叫 mug shot， 也是照片。
小照片，但是我们都不想要那样的照片，对吧？这里就是如果把照片放大呢，你可以说 你可以对这个 Photoshop 的服务人员说 I want this picture blown up. Blown, B-L-O-W 是吹，对吧？
嗯。
And 是它的过去分词 blown up， 想把它吹大，其实想要放大这张照片。还可以说 enlarged， I want this picture enlarged。
Enlarged 是比较正常的说法，
嗯，
那 blown up 是比较
口语化的。
我想放大，就是 blown up。What are you looking at？
Oh, it's my passport picture. I don't like it. It's like a mug shot. I don't photograph very well.
Let me see. Yeah, this picture doesn't do you justice. You look much better in real life.
That's a really good conversation. Let's review some of sentences in our previous ones, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like this picture. I want to have it blown up.
Okay, what size would you like?
8x11, please.
All right, how many copies do you need?
Just one.
Any other pictures you'd like enlarged?
No.
Okay, you can pick it up the day after tomorrow.
那你就后天再来拿照片吧。
嗯，这里面我们提到的 what size would you like? 你想要多大尺寸？我们经常说几寸，11寸的、5寸的、8寸的，对吧？
对。
放大成几寸几寸的，就是长和宽。8x11 就是放大成8x11寸的，就是宽是8寸，长是11寸。
嗯。
这种说法要记住 ，eight by 中间用的 by， 8x11 please。嗯。人说你想要洗几张呢？嗯 ，copies。How many copies do you need？
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the, I want this picture enlarged. I want this picture blown up. 我想要放大这张照片。它的 size 中间要用 by, 8x11. Now let's come to the third part.
给你讲一个非常有趣的英语的典故。我们来今天呢说说 news、
news N-E-W-S right
yeah 新闻、新闻呢、通俗词源学家认为 news 这个词呢是由
北
north 东
east
西
west
和 south
南
这四个词组成的第一个字母组成的嘛
据说在报纸没有发明出来之前呢人们通常把新闻张贴在公共场所的专栏上，上面顶部分别写着东南西北，北方发生的事，北方上面就会写了一个 N， 东方上面就写一个 E， 然后如此以此类推，于此就有了 news 这一个词。上这个说法
言之有理，
但是查无实据。
其实 news 呢，原名是名词 new。的复数，关于 news 究竟是因为新闻嘛，新的东西，所以就是新闻。关于 news 中到底是单数还是复数的问题呢？过去看法也不太一样。在莎士比亚的作品中有 this news， 或者是 this news， 但是现在的英语已经统一看作单数，不可数名词。
So remember, the news is a uncountable noun, right?
Yes.
That's the news, the story about news. And please remember, 如果我要说我要放大这张照片
，I want this picture blown up.
I want this picture enlarged.
如果说你适合照相呢，就是 you are photogenic.
或者说你适合照相，你很上相 ，your picture flatters you.
不适合照相可就不好，就是 I don't photograph very well.或者说 I'm not very photogenic
这样的话还有把一个照片放大或者说你要几张 How many copies do you want? The size 8x11 要八乘十一寸的
对还有 a mug shot 就跟犯人的照片一样
我可不想那样 So I want another photograph
Yes sometimes you know passport照片像 passport picture 和那个 ID picture 都像 mug shot
都像是罪犯的照片
Yes So
And that's all for today
And see you next time
See you guys